And welcome, everyone, to episode 31 of A Week Late Podcast. My name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489, and
almost forgot their name.
Yep.
I am Jason, a.k.a. Cryptic, spelled with a K, don't be stupid.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, from what's been an exciting couple of weeks.
It has been a fun week.
Since our huge episode 30, we got a lot of good feedback from that. There was Mother's Day that happened, and then you went to Hideaport Nights.
Yes.
And now we are back.
A little bit of drifting thrown in there.
Nice.
It was a fun time.
We're possibly going to be putting up some pictures from your time at Hideaport Nights if you guys like automobiles and whatnot.
If you like imports, motors.
I'm hoping that you got some pictures of ladies, even though you went with your lady. I know that's kind of hard to do, but hopefully.
No, she wouldn't have cared. There wasn't too many there. We left a little bit early. It was super hot. I think it was 106 degrees.
Speaking of which, if you hear background noise, it's the AC in the MRS because it's hot as hell. It's going to be a hot summer.
So deal with the ambiance because we don't want to sweat our balls off in here.
Exactly. We are here to watch Battleship. I was going to say Battlefield. I'm like, that's not right.
Battlefield 4 came out today. The theater, ladies and gentlemen.
Battleship, starring Liam Neeson, Taylor Kitsch, once again, and Rihanna.
Is she one of the main ones, though, or is she just kind of there?
I'm hoping she's not one of the main ones. I had a lot.
It'd be cool if her, like, call sign, like, is, like, punching bag or something.
we're making, and then a Chris Brown song is playing in the background while she's getting hammered in the face.
Like singing,
S-Lim, yeah. I'm hoping she's not a main character.
She better not be.
I had high hopes for this movie 6 months ago when I didn't know a lot about it. And now that I know a lot about it, my expectations going into it are low.
I'm with you on that. Mine are also low.
I really hate to say that about a Liam Neeson flick. I hope that there's something original about this movie that makes me like it. Because we've been talking about it, and we're not excited to even go see it, but we've been talking about it for so long that we have to. It's like, how can we not?
Speaking of that, when I went to go see Men in Black, they're actually still showing a preview of the movie, even though it's already out.
What's that?
Of the Battleship.
Really?
Yeah. They're still doing a preview of it. I'm like, movie's already out. Let it go.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of which, you want to go see Men in Black 3, which just came out on Friday.
I did, yes.
We're going to be talking about it later when I get a chance to see it. We're not going to go, obviously, watch it together since you've seen it already, but when I get caught up with that one, I'll watch it. I'm excited about it. I didn't like the second Men in Black, but I thoroughly enjoyed the original. And from what I hear, the third one is better than both of them.
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe because I really like the original. I'm going to say it's going to be just as good, if not a little bit better. But
I'm not going to say one's better than the other, but you know, I want to say that they're kind of on.
I like Josh Brolin. I haven't seen Will Smith in anything really good in a while. He's also going to be doing Hancock 2.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, I love that movie. I don't know why I got a bad rap. I love that movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I loved it. Anyway, we both have low expectations for Battleship. I guess not much to say besides the whole fact that there's obviously...
It's nothing like the game, which I'm kind of upset about.
Oh, speaking of the game, I'm glad that you said that. I've been catching up on my video podcast, and one of the video podcasts that I recently finished was Dignation. I've been watching that show for 6 years.
Which guy? Did they quit?
No. They quit. They said, we've done this for so long. Kevin Rose doesn't even own Dig.com anymore. So to talk about stories that... I guess it's still... He's still a part owner in it, but he sold off the company.
So his focus is...
He has his own company now called Milk. It's an app development company. So they develop...
Smart feel like they do nowadays.
iTunes apps, yes.
I noticed Adult Swim's doing that now. They have their own app
Everybody's
development
doing that. Speaking of Men in Black 3, you get an alien app from Dunkin' Donuts now just by scanning a thing on their box. So it's like, it's crazy. Everybody's
Seen, too, speaking of technology, that Shazam application is blowing up. I've seen commercials
I've
now.
I've had that Shazam application since it came out, and it's amazing.
Well, it's starting to show up on commercials now. It's like,
it'll be a
open Shazam, and like watch how-to videos. I mean, even like Home Depot's doing
it. Really cool
thing.
What they're doing with everything.
Oh, yeah.
With all that.
That's all sound-based.
It is.
It knows that.
Which is crazy. You're right. Which we can get into in the second portion because there's a lot of technology coming up that we got to talk about. Some changes and some additions to the website, podcast, and stuff like that. We got announcements.
Absolutely.
So it's been a while since we did this. Is there... did you see, besides trailers, besides that one trailer for Battleship, which you didn't understand was in, what other trailers are we going to see in this one, or do you know? Because I'm interested. I haven't seen a movie since The Avengers, which I saw twice, by the way.
I've seen it three, four times.
Yeah.
And
I should say, after watching that, all these other movies are going to be like, it was okay.
Yeah, whatever.
You know?
The only one that still holds true to me is Lord of the Rings. It's a series that, like, nothing could be taken away. You've been seeing something... It's just good.
That series is flawless. There's nothing wrong with that Lord of the Rings. I mean, Peter Jackson could not have done a better job.
No.
He's unbelievable, and I can't wait to see The Hobbit.
I actually
heard a bad thing about The Hobbit. This is huge news. We'll get to it in the second portion.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to it.
Remind me. What are we fighting at here? Short intro. I don't want to cut it off at 6 minutes.
Somebody said that last night.
Oh, man.
That's going to be edited out.
Or edited in, whatever you want to do. Better out than in, because you don't want no babies running around, okay?
It sucks. Maybe we will cut it short, because I don't have anything to talk about.
Well, we're going to have a lot of content up in the second half. I got a lot of things to talk about.
This movie runs 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Runs too long.
From beginning to end, I'm thinking... directors are going to start making their movies 2 hours long. People understand inflation, and right now the movie and the gaming industry haven't slowed down because those are, when people are in a bad mood or their financial situation isn't, all they want to do is maybe entertain themselves for a few hours to forget, and they'll always keep a little bit of a budget left over for that.
You know, and then every game that comes out costs roughly $60 if it's for a console. If you get a game that costs $60, has 3 hours of content versus 90 hours of content, you're paying the same price but getting, you know, a third of the...
Speaking of that...
same with movies.
Well, yeah, but my point being was that, you know, they know they're going to end up paying more for ticket, but they want a longer movie experience, you know? But I'm glad you brought up video games because I'm getting ready to get into Mass Effect. I'm going to try to beat the first one before Assassin's Creed 3 comes out in October. It's funny that you say, because I was talking to our friend, mutual friend Eric, at work the other day, and he goes, once you start that, you're going to be invested. You have to make sure you have time for it. And it's funny because in the video game community, you have people that know... you know, like you said, I'm not going to pay $60 to beat a game in 3 hours. You know, it's just not feasible, like, money-wise anymore. And now you have downloadable content. You can purchase and download entire games to your console without even going to GameStop or anywhere to buy a game anymore. It's crazy.
Which Mass Effect has all those options.
So we'll be getting into that in the second portion, too, because it goes right into some of the changes and additions. We're hopefully getting some more... shows for the Fed Entertainment network. We'll be getting more podcasts. I ran into a guy that tests video games for a living, and we might be doing a whole entire different show altogether, different podcast on just video games. So
which means you both know a lot about video games.
Yeah, so it's gonna be awesome. And then we are developing an anime show, which I told you about. We were gonna do a weekly anime, but now it's just gonna be its own podcast. So, the big things, we'll be talking about that. We're going to go get some more...
I'm a little bit of a connoisseur on the anime department.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, watch out for those announcements. Listen to some music. We're going to get some warm nuts. And we'll see you for the second portion of episode 31 for Battleship.
Battleship.
And some aliens. I was almost finished saying... Anyway, the video podcast that I was catching up on... Since Stignation was done, I started catching up on another show called The Totally Rad Show, and they actually reviewed the Battleship board game based on the movie, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it had, like, aliens and talking, like, we have defeated the humans. So they actually had fun. They had a lot of fun playing the Battleship movie version. But you were saying, there aren't any aliens in the game. Well, they made a new Battleship game with aliens in it now. So there you go.
And it probably talks too, doesn't it?
It does. It's great.
Of course it does.
It's great. It, like, it comes in this little...
Yeah, when it talks, you can't cheat. A4. Move your ship.
It's funny because it's actually really intricate. They have, their manual, the rule book, has pre-programmed formations for where you put your ships. And now you have airplanes that you can put on the little boats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So... if you guys are fans of board games, go check out Battleship, the new board game based on the movie.
The 47th rendition of Battleship.
Movie edition. So we're going to go watch the movie itself, and we'll let you know what we thought about it in the second portion.
It's probably going to be bad, but we'll see when we get
hopefully there's some surprises, so.
Like maybe some titties?
All right. On that note.
Welcome back to the world-renowned A Week Latte.
It's A Week Let.
A Week Let podcast. I am Cryptic back again. Sorry, that movie kind of blew my mind a little bit. With me, as always, is...
my name is Darren, a.k.a. Analysis49.
I'm a little rusty on the intro there.
You're a little rusty.
A Week Late was kind of a tongue-buster there.
Tongue-buster. For part two of episode 31 for Battleship, ladies and gents.
Oh, yes, the Battleship.
Oh, boy.
There was a ship.
There were a lot of battles.
Mm.
And it was hot as heck on the way in, and on the way out, it's wet everywhere, meaning that while we were in the theater, the parking lot got hit by the aliens from Battleship, because everything's wet. There was a lot of water in this movie.
We're in kind of a splash zone, if you will.
Yes.
It kind of showered over the vehicles.
Do you want to start, or...
start on what? What that movie was? Or what that...
So, first of all, we have to go to a correction, because we did say that this movie was starring Liam Neeson and Taylor Kitsch. And featuring Rihanna. I will have to say it's starring Taylor Kitsch and Rihanna featuring Liam Neeson.
Which is complete ass backwards.
He was barely not even in this movie, Liam Neeson.
He was parked outside of a bubble the entire movie.
Okay, we're getting into spoilers already.
Yeah. Well, the bubble's in the trailer.
Indeed. The bubble. Indeed, the bubble is in the trailer, so technically that's not a spoiler. We went in with low expectations on this one. Do we want to talk trailers first, and then...
trailers, we haven't seen any new ones, per se, except for The Expendables 2.
The Expendables 2 is new. Also...
Chuck motherfucking Norris!
Yes, for people that don't know, and... what I admitted to Mr. Cryptic in the theater.
Yeah.
I have yet to see Expendables, the first one.
If you're a man and have not seen that movie, it needs to happen.
I had a choice at the time between the newest Rambo and Expendables, and I chose the newest Rambo.
What choice?
The newest Rambo fucking rocks.
It is gory as fuck.
It is gory as shit. And so I was like, I love all these dudes in Expendables, but I'm going to go ahead and watch Rambo. The Expendables 2 trailer is amazing. It has everyone in it, except for one person. Do you know who that is?
You mean big action star?
Yes. Well, big in quotes. Back in the 80s, early 90s. Right up there with who is in this movie, your boy Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Absolutely.
So, I just almost gave it away. Think about a movie that Jean-Claude Van Damme, otherwise known as JVD.
Sounds like an STD, dude.
It does. There is also
Jean-Claude in me.
There is a documentary about Sir Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it's called JVD. Joe, get it out. That's what I should have said.
Joe geckos are around?
There weren't any geckos in the trailer.
There was geckos.
There was a gecko in the Battleship movie.
Thank
however.
You.
That's bringing it around.
Which,
like,
that's a gecko theme song, in case you're not aware.
There was a gecko in this movie. I'm not even lying.
Probably the best actor in this film. Was that gecko?
Oh!
Even though it was a photo of a gecko, still the best actor in this movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Just the posture he had in that photo, eye contact.
Oh, man.
Emotion.
You know what? Let's get through the trailer, so I really want to talk about this movie now. Expendables 2.
Yeah.
The only person... Okay, so did you think about it? There's a...
I stole long enough to hope that you forgot the question.
Jean-Claude Van Damme did a movie with the only action star that we know of that's not in this movie.
It was, well...
I'm not even going to tell you the movie that they were in together.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just, out of nowhere, Universal Soldier.
He's in this movie.
The other guy.
I don't remember his name.
Dolph. Motherfucking
yes.
Lundgren.
Yes.
You know what happened? Okay, here's the story behind that. Here's the reason why we're talking about this trailer in excess. Okay? I'm definitely going to go see Expendables.
Well, the guy he fought.
I'm going to Netflix it and maybe do a retro episode on it.
Okay?
Okay. Then we're going to go watch Expendables in the theater, which is being done, I know. I flicked that. We have a guest in the MRS, and it's a queen fire ant.
That is definitely...
I flicked it off my arm earlier.
A carpenter ant, I believe, which are...
And it didn't bite me, so I let it live, and now it's climbing on my windshield.
It's highly venomous. They sting and bite, I believe.
And it didn't do either.
Nah. Okay.
And so I flicked
Maybe
it off.
Maybe it did. Maybe it was a little like delayed reaction.
And now I'm Ant-Man. except it's not nuclear, so I'm dying. Or what is it? Yeah. Anyway.
Cancer, if you don't know.
So you know what I'm talking about, Dolph Lundgren. Wow, really? We haven't had a cancer joke since 50-50.
Oh, which you're either surviving. So,
alternate ending. Spoiler: he dies.
Oh.
That's the only other ending there could be to that movie.
Yeah, I know. Director's cut. I wanted him to die, but
in real life he survived. So I figured I would keep to the real life. And let him live, as opposed to killing him off.
Which?
The irony of it is, he got hit by a bus before he got killed by cancer. Boom. That's how the movie ends.
But he still died from cancer. Because he had it when he died. So, well, Jean-Claude Van Damme fights the other guy who's in this movie, though, and Soldier.
We have...
I can't remember his name. The blonde guy, the Russian, I think.
No, that's it. Dolph Lundgren.
He is in this movie.
He's not in this movie. This is what happened. They asked him to be in the first one.
Well, he was walking towards the camera in the trailer.
No, that's, that wasn't Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. He's in the first movie as well.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I think we have our...
He's the crazy one. You're talking about the blonde, massive guy, who Jean-Claude Van Damme fights at the end of Universal Soldier.
Yes.
He is in 1 and 2.
Is he really?
Yes. That's why you confused me a little bit.
So then you have to correct me. Who was the guy that begged to be in the first film? And he thought it was going to be a huge flop. And then when it wasn't a huge flop, when the second one came around, he called Stallone and asked to be in the movie.
There's only ones that are... The only new people I've seen are Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
There's also who we also saw in the extended trailer of G.I. Joe 2, which came right after the Expendables 2 trailer.
That new guy, which I don't remember his name, like that young kid who's in a couple action movies now.
No.
Miley Cyrus' boyfriend or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name either.
That guy, Chuck Norris.
Yes, that was the big thing. Chuck Norris is going to be in Expendables 2.
Do you know how old that motherfucker
Holy
is?
Holy shit.
Do you know how old?
That's huge.
Do you know how old he is?
I would say he's mid-60s?
72.
I was going to say mid-70s, but I thought that was overshooting.
72.
He looks amazing.
He's 45.
He looks amazing. Dude, I don't even know. This is the first movie that's brought back Chuck Norris since what? The TV special
Walking
on
Texas Ranger.
Exactly. I was just gonna say that my folks are huge on Chuck Norris on Walker Texas Ranger.
He's a devout Christian too.
He is a devout Christian.
He has his own Christian
website.
Which
makes sense because my folks are both pastors, as you know.
Which makes sense.
And
they are huge
Walker Texas Rangers fans.
Are they gonna be a fan of him blowing people's heads off?
My dad watched the first Expendables and liked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was a lot of F-bombs in that.
He's a conservative Christian, my friend.
That's called liberal.
He's a liberal Christian, my friend. I was gonna say conservative liberal, but I swapped the two. And that's gonna get edited out.
Are you gonna sense my voice like liberal over yours? He's like liberal Christian.
Like hologram Tupac and shit. Did you see that, by the way?
I did. That was impressive.
That's creepy, right? Wow.
That is indeed creepy.
Now, what we're trying to express here, we're all over the place just as this movie was.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
Well said. That was.
However, we're still not done talking about Expendables, are we? We don't know. We'll get back.
We're kind of expending all of our time on one subject.
We are.
A little bit of play on words.
I like that.
Thank you.
G.I. Joe 2 trailer. Look good, I think.
Different. I haven't seen it.
No dubstep by the way, I've been meaning to make this correction for a really long time. Remember when we first saw the G.I. Joe 2 trailer and I was trying to figure out who the dubstep remix was? Was it Skrillex? Was it this? The name, and I said Scratch Perverts, which was not correct.
No.
And I'm trying to stall because I once again forgot the name of the stupid. I really can't remember. I brought it up because I thought I was going to remember.
It wasn't Deadmau5, was it?
No, it wasn't Deadmau5. Yeah, Glitchmob.
Glitchmob.
The
okay.
Glitchmob.
Okay.
That's the correction I've been wanting to make since, and that was like 20 episodes ago. So that's a 6-month callback.
Yeah, we do correct our mistakes.
We do eventually. We don't have
a
lot, which is why we forget because there's no reason to correct perfection. I mean,
right, we don't make mistakes.
So when we do make mistakes, we forget about it because we're not used to making them.
We make intentional errors that way we appear to be
exactly.
human.
Exactly,
so we're
and
not.
Then we exactly
so
cyborgs
we're
like in this movie.
Or cyborg would just.
Or I think God's was better
because
you can clearly. Rehabbed quasi cyborgs can beat the crap out of superior aliens.
No black people died in this movie.
Holy crap. Maybe it gets a whole point just for that.
Wow.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I just thought of that.
You're right.
I was waiting for them to want to die. Not like they always die. Actually, callback, Rihanna got punched in the face.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
No, I know you didn't miss it.
How did she get punched in the face?
The big fucking robot guy, when she walked the hallway, he's like...
Oh, right. She did get punched in the face. We called that out in the first part. That's awesome. But there was no Chris Brown in the background.
We don't know. We didn't see the guy wearing the suit.
That's the name of my new comedy album.
We didn't see the guy wearing the suit.
No Chris Brown in the background. And you're right. Chris Brown secretly put the suit on just so he could hit her in the face again on camera and not have to apologize for it.
S&M, bitch.
Is that it? No, you don't have to pay me. See you later. You just got to hit that bitch with a metal suit on.
My big flop of metal dick in the background.
Okay.
Okay, too far?
too far.
Okay.
Metal Dicks, by the way, the spitting cursor mind bombs, we got to talk about that. Cause
that was Minesweeper. I don't care what you say.
That's like Minesweeper the movie. It was weird. Okay.
In this movie... What, trailers?
We're done with trailers, right?
I don't see any trailers around here.
No, movie trailers.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie, like we talked about?
Right.
Okay.
No, that's it. We have to talk about one more. Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah.
Yay or nay? Are we going to do...
Yay.
Really?
Yay.
I think... I know, and so is Charlize.
So is Kristen Stewart.
But I don't want to see her in this movie.
I don't
want
to see her alive anymore.
Because
she's bad at everything she does.
I mentioned to a friend of the podcast, Sabrina.
Okay.
I mentioned to her, Grimm, Once Upon a Time. I've been talking about these TV shows since they've aired.
You have?
They're both getting picked up for second seasons.
Oh, wow.
Alcatraz and Awake are being canceled, however. Both had higher ratings than the ones I just mentioned. Once Upon a Time and Grimm combined don't have as good ratings as Alcatraz or Awake, and they're cutting both.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
Awake, I heard good things.
Awake is an excellent show. As a matter of fact, they just aired the newest episode the other night. I think there's a campaign, and if one doesn't exist, there should be one. In the show... which plays out like a movie, the main character wears either a red rubber band around his wrist or a green rubber band around his wrist to remind him which reality he's in. If he awakes one time, his wife's alive, it's red. If he awakes the next day and his son's alive, it's green. There are people that are sending in rubber bands, red and green rubber bands, to the ABC, to the Fox studio, I believe.
I think it's Fox.
I believe Awake and Alcatraz are both on Fox, and they're both being canceled. Meanwhile, Chelsea is being renewed, or the other one.
Never heard of that.
Not Chelsea Handler's show. Hers got canceled. the one, Whitney. Whitney's being renewed.
Okay.
I saw a couple episodes, and they were funny. Whitney Cummings.
Yeah. The crack
Yeah.
War?
Yeah, I don't know, man. She has to know somebody or have a lot or be executive producer making a lot of money somewhere else.
She does have that dick of your life.
Might be
swallowing the cock.
She may have slept with someone. I don't know. That's how the TV industry goes, people. But anyway, I was getting somewhere with that. I knew this was going to happen. Hold on. So we were talking about The Huntsman, bringing it back. That's why Once Upon a Time and Grimm came up. So I think Once Upon a Time and, as a matter of fact, the very last episode of Once Upon a Time featured their version of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, okay.
Same exact storyline as the movie, it seems. You're saying it's going to be worth it to go see that movie because Chris Hemsworth,
yes,
a.k.a. Thor.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron's going to be in it. Both great reasons to go watch this movie. I think the only way that I'll be able to see this is to give it a chance. And if she doesn't act her ass off, I will never give her another chance ever again.
Absolutely not. She already blew her chance, like with me.
Even if she does a movie with insert your favorite actor here, I will not go see that. Unless she does one with Matt Damon, she better never get to that level.
No.
Never.
She better fall off.
I just
like
don't understand how she gets these roles. And the whole premise around Snow White, I think they miscast this movie. They should have made Charlize Theron Snow White. And Kristen Stewart
didn't have the acting ability to do that.
The witch. She doesn't have to show emotion. She's cold. She's dark. She's
That's
bleak.
That's about perfect.
I don't understand why they didn't... And Charlize Theron's way hotter than Kristen Stewart will ever be.
Yeah.
So the whole premise of the Snow White and the Huntsman is she hires this huntsman, which I don't understand why, because she owns magic.
She's a witch.
Yeah. Which is the whole... I'm going to go off on a ton of different tangents. But here we have the evil queen... played by Charlize Theron, who...
Mirror, mirror on the wall, which the mirror's alive or something?
The mirror comes to be this, which this effect, the special effects look spectacular in
this
movie.
Yeah, they look pretty good. Yeah.
Turned into like this golden veil that gives her advice, which in Once Upon a Time, the mirror is a black dude who gives her advice on how to, it's crazy.
Gives her the D?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, probably, yeah, because he does want a banger.
Wow.
Yeah, the mirror does.
Wow.
Yeah, they say it explicitly in Once Upon a Time, which is a family show, the mirror wants to fuck the queen.
So in turn, she wants to fuck herself.
The only,
it's a mirror.
Yeah, but the mirror has its own personality, its own character.
I guess the old mirror on the wall, like that really bitchy chick that was in the mirror. Or no.
In the Disney version.
Not the chick. It was a guy.
Yeah. It was
like,
kind of like that.
Looked like a Broadway mask type deal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like an old mask.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
He was cool. Like, he was funny.
So it's weird that it's sort of the same storyline that, or the same genre of Grimm and Once Upon a Time, this whole fairy tale stuff that, did you ever get to watch the one that we did for the Red Riding Hood?
No.
It was Red Hood.
I heard
it was a huge flop.
I did not watch
that. Was with the girl from In Time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, all right, let's get back on track. We got through trailers, finally.
Yeah.
We went into this with low expectations. Why don't you go ahead and, I guess, give your score, and then we'll count down to spoilers.
Had low expectations. Not gonna say that I'm a prophet, but I predicted it, and my expectations were met. They were not exceeded.
Really?
They were met. They were exceeded a little bit on the special effect portion.
Okay. All right.
But they were not exceeded.
Right.
And so my score for this film is gonna have to be, I would say.
Before you say that, before you give your score, keep in mind what we gave. You know what I'm gonna say, right? Because it has a lot to do with this movie. Keep in mind the score that we gave our Netflix review of Skyline.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Now, okay, that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Because I think that movie made us sort of level off at sci-fi adventures, because I liked Skyline. I will never go back on that. But we did give it a little bit higher of a score than we should have.
Yeah, a little bit too high.
But we can't go back and change it. So that in mind... Just remember what we gave Skyline. And that was a Netflix review, though. So there's a little bit more to be said about the experience at home versus the theater.
Yeah, this is a theatrical experience.
Theatrical.
So with that being said, I'm going to have to give this movie. I can't go any higher than this. Mm. I can't do it.
Right.
Got to be a 6.
Oh, okay. I don't feel so bad.
Can't go any higher than that.
I don't feel so bad.
Can't go any lower. The only reason this movie gets a 6, in my opinion, because like we talked about in the theater, they did bring the Battleship atmosphere back to it.
Yes, absolutely. That's a very good point.
Although Battleship goes to 10, and all their grid block places were 11 and higher.
Right.
Probably because of, Hasbro. There's no copyright issues there, because Hasbro did it.
Hasbro did it.
I don't know why they didn't keep it in.
Because we're on a lot larger scale. Even, I liked how, okay, the bubble that they were in.
Yeah,
that was our playing field. That was the battlefield
game.
Board game, exactly.
And the battle did not take
it.
Place on land.
I loved it. It did take place on land
briefly,
for a second,
briefly.
Which is one of the reasons this movie lost a lot of points. They never figured out how to kill those fucking spinny things.
Yeah, those jets did.
Yeah, but not the first time they happened.
Yeah, why not shoot
them
with a missile?
At the very end, remember? So when they get launched
yeah.
and they destroy like the overpasses and stuff, they never defeat those, so those are still causing havoc.
Here's a thought. Ready for this?
Those are still causing
shoot
havoc.
The fucking thing that launches them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but throughout the whole movie, while they were still trying to figure out what happened in the bubble, there were these spinny things still causing havoc on land. Nobody ever went
Where'd
back
they go?
To them again. I know, exactly. Where'd they go? Nobody ever defeated them. They just...
That's actually an excellent point.
They,
I don't
never,
remember.
They never came back to them ever again.
No.
They're still
didn't.
Causing havoc out there somewhere. Until spoiler alert, the aliens get defeated at the end.
Yeah.
Sorry, before the countdown happens. If you don't know that, you're stupid. And I just lost all 20 of my listeners. They love being insulted. They can take it.
Of course they do. It builds character.
I'm glad you said that, because I give this movie a 6 also.
Nice score.
the best reason why is because, just like in G.I. Joe, which I've mentioned multiple times, a lot of people give that movie a bad rap, but I love that movie because, like you said, this movie was produced by Hasbro, and they have a large say into what goes into the movies. I think it's genius how the alien... Okay, we're going to get into spoilers.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go.
The alien missiles... It's funny how we can just come out and just spoil the shit out of everything. It's great.
So people who fast forward are fucked.
Yeah. Aliens' missiles look like the pegs from the Battleship
they
game.
They do.
Straight up.
And they're red.
And they're white.
Well, they glow...
They glow red first, and then when they land, they're like yellow and black.
Like, yeah, they're like green.
They're all different colors.
Like green, yellow. I don't even know. rainbow.
What happens is that after there's initial attack on land, and they sort of announce themselves as an alien presence, they sequester this this naval exercise that's going on that happens in real life. I forgot the acronym for it, but it's like...
Wrinkle or something?
PIMCA or something like that. PIMCUP. I think mine was closer than yours.
It starts with an R, I think, doesn't it?
Is it...
like RINCA or
RIMCUP. RIMCUP?
I think it's...
RIMCA Cup.
Big-ass Navy battleship.
What happens is...
Ship.
It's and I'm going to get a lot of flack from my military colleagues. This is a 2-hour Navy commercial.
Yeah.
Which I love.
All the people on the ships were supposedly real Navy personnel operating some of the computers.
The people, which is why a lot of this movie takes a hit on acting. Unlike that movie that I watched, Act of Valor.
Yeah.
With the real life Navy SEALs. The joke that you made is like, this is the Navy. We're the Navy SEALs. Like, oh, they were busy shooting Act of Valor. That's what I meant to say. That movie had...
They're busy not getting their chip shot.
That movie didn't necessarily require actors, because all you have to do is film these people doing what they do on a daily basis, and it looks real. The difference is that they made these Navy people probably read lines, and that's where this fell apart. Like, we knew what they wanted to say, but they didn't say it how they normally
say it. And there were so many, like, just... Some of the people like who talk were just so annoying.
Just plastic and
like the guy on the deck.
Yeah.
He has 20 questions.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is this? Why are they doing that? It's like,
no,
shut
like
up.
Like no pauses.
Yeah.
Just, what is that? Oh my God, they're shooting at us. We're gonna die. I didn't sign up for this. And then I said, yeah, you did.
You're in the Navy. This is exactly what you signed up for.
This is a boat on boat war.
Right.
This is what you signed up for.
This is a ship.
Flying. Okay.
Let me tell you what lost it for me completely, okay? I know what you're about to say.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
Before the ships even got to Earth, I was lost.
Okay.
Movie. Maybe you can pick it up in a second. But the communication vessel that was flying with them, okay? You mean to tell me that they are intelligent enough to travel from their planet to our planet,
uh-huh,
and they can't avoid a satellite floating in orbit? The communication ship, which can take missile barrages, hit a little dinky-ass, bitch-ass satellite, and
fell apart?
Yes.
Is that what fell apart?
That was their communication vessel, and it crashed into the fucking satellite, and they were forced to use Earth communication devices to communicate back to the home
world. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Come on, they can make a bubble force shield and they can't dodge a satellite?
I thought, yeah, there was a lot of things wrong with the technology.
They don't have, like, some kind of, like, they don't have windows
on their shield? Also, once the mechanized humanoid aliens were running about, we saw...
I call them the chin bangers.
The chin bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Once the chin banger aliens came to Earth, and it's funny once you watch it, nobody's going to get that.
Yeah. Tentacle rape chins?
Spoiler alert, they pop off the helmet on the alien and his blowfish chin.
Sea urchin on his chin.
Sea urchin chin. Urchin chins. Urchin.
Which, like, shoots fluid, apparently.
I don't know. We're going to look back on this episode and be like, why do we give this movie a 6?
Three.
No, you know what, though? This movie gets a lot of props because, just like G.I. Joe, the first one, they put a lot of thought into how are we going to tie this in. We never had aliens in the board game. we need to figure out a way to sequester the battle at sea. And
yeah.
So what they did was have these aliens put a bubble around this simulation, this
it
Navy simulation that
Hawaii.
Was going on.
Or
it
most of Hawaii.
Most of the ocean, right, well, yeah.
And the small Hawaiian island which housed the communication
right.
towers.
So, the plot, this movie was all over the place, first of all. But the nod to the toys, completely, it was brilliant how they kept the battle at sea, minus the points that we gave, that we took off of this movie for them having these sort of spinny...
Well, those are also inside the bubble.
They were also inside the
Everything
bubble, but they were shot
the
out.
Bubble.
They were shot out of the bubble, and even one of them scanned a kid and found out that he wasn't
yeah.
a threat, and then went after the highway system because somehow that's a threat now.
A concrete beam is a
I
threat.
I don't understand why they even had the alien and the alien technology distinguish between malicious technology and human beings when they were going after both anyway. On one,
we don't know what they were there for.
They
were trying to communicate back to their home world for some reason.
Right. We communicated to them. They came to us and wanted to kill us, and then we had to kill them before they called more of their people to come get us.
Which I'm sure if they don't have radio contact by now, they will come back.
I don't understand.
Anyway.
And then they had all these, like, alien mech suits making physical connections in order... You know, between these three
yeah.
radars, like...
Extension cords, if you will.
Extension cords. You're aliens. Why don't you have Bluetooth technology? Why do you need to hook this shit up to begin with? I really don't
like
understand...
Like, your ships don't have, like... Yeah, I don't know.
And why can't they scan through cars? She was hiding behind a Jeep, right?
Yeah, and...
Why can't they scan through... I hate in movies, why do physical objects have to block... Your superior technology. I don't get that. You don't have X-ray through cars.
I would walk around the car,
or push the car out of your way,
or throw it.
Stuff.
Clearly, they have super strength, so just throw the car.
There was a lot of things wrong with this movie. Taylor Kitsch was okay in it.
He was decent.
A
lot of shit at the beginning didn't really need to be told.
Yeah.
It was funny, but...
I think they made this movie... I thought they were going to go a lot of character base, and they did. But it just wasn't enough. There wasn't enough character-driven stories for us to care.
I didn't care if certain people died or lived.
It was really funny, and then it lost that. There wasn't a joke for another hour. I don't know.
The only funny guy was the cyborg black guy.
And he had the worst acting ever.
He did.
What happened was is that he was a real paraplegic. What happened was is that he lost his legs in real life.
Probably.
And they casted him for this movie, and he's never acted a day in his life. He's terrible. I apologize.
Like you said, it was a big Navy commercial.
If he's a real dude that lost his legs in real battle, tomorrow being Memorial Day, I thank you for your service. But they should not have casted you in this movie. You are a terrible actor.
Yeah.
I thank you for what you did in the service, but you should have not been in this movie.
Do in the service, not in
How,
the movie.
And then another reason why this movie lost a point with me is that you have Taylor Kitsch's girlfriend. She becomes his new health, his new rehab, right? His new...
his new rehab instructor, if you will.
His new health instructor. And... They go for a walk, and he's clearly in rehab. He doesn't want to do... He's lost his will to fight, is what they say.
Yeah.
Towards the end of this movie, kicks the shit out of a fucking alien in a mech suit. How do you go from losing yourself in this battle...
Yeah, like losing the will
to
live.
...wanting to kick the shit out of an alien in a mech suit, and you have legs that don't exist. You're kicking the shit out of this guy. So the alien scans this guy and figures out that he's more machine than he is man, but a non-threatening machine. And
yeah, just two metal sticks. That's not.
He goes from being scanned in red to being scanned in green, which tells us it's okay. First of all, I don't know how the aliens have the same color scheme as we do. Why is it that red means bad and green means good? Also in space. I don't understand that.
I don't get that either.
Why do their scanning mechanisms tell us what they're thinking and doing? I don't get that. clearly many reasons why this movie should have gotten less of a score, but 6 is pretty good because the storyline, it was entertaining for the most part. If you like explosions, and there was one scene where it was, I don't know if you noticed, it was one continuous shot from them going inside the battleship to outside and
yeah.
then climbing up the almost 90-degree vertical deck. I don't know how that happened. Hand-in-hand with the Japanese guy that he hates.
Yeah.
Who
had a buoy system magically set up in place. So I guess,
that was actually the genius part of this movie.
It was cool, but it was not very practical. It was.
The Japanese guy reveals that their intelligence has been doing this to the United States for the past 20 years, and how since all of the communications get knocked out, they have to devise a way to track the aliens without radar. So they use buoys with a sonic system, correct?
Yeah, they can detect whenever a wave hits them and how high.
And through radio waves,
the wave
they ping back to the battleship, and we know when a buoy in the ocean is being disturbed, therefore knowing where the alien
right.
ships are. So they devise a way to plan ahead, sort of strategize where the ships are going to be, which he mentions the art of war. Don't fight the enemy that's not there, or fight your enemy where they're not. Is that the thing?
Taylor has fucked it up.
Yeah. And so the Japanese guy's
like,
first of all, yeah.
What?
He's like, first of all, that's Chinese. Second of all, that is way off. But he used it to defeat, you know, what was going on. And I thought it was brilliant how they brought the grid that we're used to seeing in the old school board,
yeah.
you know, board game battleship.
A, B, C, D, like even
the whole
yeah,
grid,
all that.
The numbers, the letters. And it was really cool because for the last 40 minutes of the movie, there were A11, E12, E34. It was crazy because I was
yeah.
like, are they really going to do that in the movie? And they figured out a really smart way to do it, but everything fell apart around that. The Navy games, why the whole planet wasn't put on alert for what was happening in the small section of the world, it was beyond me.
So that's what I didn't get. I mean, like the people who took the biggest impact was a place that didn't even get like physically like
right.
Attacked.
Right.
Like China got hit by some
random
by the ship
by the
communication
satellite,
ship,
right?
And they lost 25,000 people. Or
and
so.
And then it ended there.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. We just
here we go. We care about us now. So there you go. I mean,
not the best I've seen, not the worst.
Definitely not the worst.
Not going to see it again.
This
not going to buy it on DVD, not
nope.
even going to download it.
Nope. This was not Green Lantern.
No.
This was better than Green Lantern. If you like.
Barely.
Barely. There weren't any. Green racetrack cars follow you to cakes. Remember that scene? What the fuck? Okay.
Remember those scenes?
Just one, multiple.
Yeah, because Green Lantern and the comic is one funny guy. Am I right?
Man.
Nah.
Got to use it. All right. So there you go. That's our review of Battleship. Battleship. Take it for what you will.
At least so.
Yeah.
To time the check.
I was taking the dynamic relay system on your recording device.
AKA touchscreen. So do we want to get into video games? Have you been playing at all or
no?
Did we talk about Skullgirls?
What the? That sounds hot.
It is, actually. I haven't done a Nerdist podcast update in a while. They have a bunch of new shows. Go check it out. They're getting bigger and bigger.
The Nerdies?
The Nerdies. They recently had, I think it was a dude. No, I think it... Anyway...
Must have been good.
There's a podcast called The Indoor Kids, and they interviewed the creator of the... They interviewed the creator of a downloadable game that you can get on Xbox called Skullgirls.
Okay.
It's a fighting game, and it's, like, really heavy on mechanics. Think Marvel versus Capcom, but all the fighters are female mutant alien somehow. It's crazy.
Is it real life looking fighter, or is
it's
or completely out there?
Think of, you know, the old Image comics.
Yeah.
Think of like Todd McFarlane's Spawn meets.
I'll pull up an image of this. It's called Skullgirls.
It's called Skullgirls.
Skullgirls.
Skull. S-K-U-L-L girls. It's really cool, man. For anybody that is a fan of original indie games, I believe this was made... Now, he designed these characters from, like, when he was in high school, and I think he's, like, you know, about our age now, mid-30s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the most downloadable independent game of 2012 so far. I might be wrong on that. The full game cost maybe $20. The demo by itself is worth checking out. It's pretty cool. The fighting mechanics are crazy. These are one of these old school games that is not a button mashup. You need to figure out the mechanics of every single fighter.
It's for PS3. It's on the PSN.
It's also on 360 because I have it on my Xbox.
Oh, do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I've seen the images of the chicks. They look pretty...
It's crazy, right?
Provocative.
Yeah, they all have huge breasts.
Nice new material to fornicate in my living room, too.
Wow, hello.
If you will. I don't fornicate. I do.
I masturbate. if you're into that, I downloaded and played that. I'm still teetering on whether or not to buy the full version, but the demo by itself is awesome. You can play it for a few hours. If you're into it, just learning the mechanics of just the two characters that you can access.
And is there any online play? Can you play?
It is multiplayer online.
I heard fighting games online.
The unique thing about this game, though, is that even without playing online, the structure of it is you can pick a one-person team, a two-person team, or a three-person team.
Okay.
Now, the more people you pick, the smaller your characters get. So you can pick one huge guy who's really slow-moving but powerful, two medium characters, or three small characters, and then you can tag team in and out within the fight.
Okay.
So, if you have, obviously, one large character, you can't tag team with anybody. You're fighting either the other person picks one, two, or three. So there's this whole dynamic where you have...
That's pretty cool. I mean...
Yeah, it's really
the whole
neat.
Tag idea has been done before, but not the whole weight, size
exactly.
system, which is like...
Which I really like.
Pretty
and,
cool addition.
And each one has its own special moves and characters and... It's really neat. Go check it out if you like it. I mentioned earlier that I was going to be starting to play Mass Effect.
Yes.
I'm
halfway through number 3.
I was going to say, I don't really have anything to say about it, except I'm looking forward to giving it a chance, because I'm seeing all these commercials for Spec Ops and, like, Future Soldier and stuff like that, and I really want to get into another sort of Gears of War type game. I am going to go back and play Gears of War 3 arcade style to get some more achievements. But once I start Mass Effect, at least until October, until Assassin's Creed 3 comes out...
It will take a lot of your time.
I want to make sure that I don't judge it from the first few hours, because I don't want to be like, eh, this doesn't really have anything special. If it's all about storyline, I need to know that, because I held on to Gears of War for storyline. It was the same gameplay over and over again. Nothing really changed that much between the games.
You'll be happy to know that in Mass Effect, there are clear
changes.
Leaps from like 1 to 2
Which
to 3.
Which is why I liked Assassin's Creed so much.
There's also specs. Like, you can be, if you're like big into guns, you can be, you know, like a soldier class. If you want to use, they're called like biotics, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is like psychic. Like, you can use that kind of
power. So there's RPG elements in Mass Effect as well. I didn't know that.
It is
going to take a lot of my time.
It is an RPG first person, RPG third person shooter.
Okay.
But it is a role playing game.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You know, like, You could be an engineer.
It's
like,
clear to say Fable meets Gears of War. Fable's super RPG, too much even for me. I love Zelda, and Fable was just like, this is too much storyline.
I would go with a Knights of the Old Republic meets Gears of War.
All right. Wow, okay. That's probably really good for me then.
Yeah.
Because I have a Star Wars. I don't remember which one it is.
Well, Knights of the Old Republic was a phenomenal game.
Is that on 360 as well?
It's for Xbox One.
Oh, no, it doesn't go that far back. I have a Star Wars. I can't remember which one it is.
Probably what is it? Does it have Jedi or no?
It does, but you play some obscure...
I can't remember. I know what the game is.
I know what it is, too. I freaking own it, and I can't remember. but speaking of video games, I'm going to go back to the announcement that I mentioned in the first section.
Yeah.
The guy that I was going to interview for the Billiard podcast, the episode, because we know a bunch of
semi-pro
players over at Capone's. Heat Trapper knows a guy, the semi-pro pool player that we're going to interview. He knows a guy that is a tester, a beta tester for games, for video games, and he gets them before they're released, obviously. He has it in his contract because he's a blogger. He can give whatever rating to these games that he plays. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of beta testers and a lot of people that blog for these video games are sort of told what they can and can't say about the game as long as they give it an okay review, or sometimes they're paid off to give better reviews.
Yeah.
To
which happens a lot nowadays.
Yeah, to sort of influence the way the buzz surrounds whatever game is coming out. So he's not held down by that. We may be doing a couple of sections just on video games in the podcast, but we might also make that its own show. We've also been working on a sports stats podcast. Not necessarily supposed to be funny, but the way that we're going to present it is really unique, and I think it'll get sports fans...
appeal to more types of people.
Yeah, for
Billy, you know me in the sports world.
We don't really get along, but the way this guy's a genius. He knows everything about everything, and he's very opinionated, and just by stats, he can sort of predict what the next games are going to be like, and he's spot on. It's amazing. I went to high school with this guy. He's great. only other thing I want to talk about was the anime.
That's right, the anime section, more my forte.
We've been talking about doing just a section, but we want to turn it into its own podcast. Me, you, and Mike, and Puff, Siren.
Mike was the guest for the
Avengers show.
Okay.
He's huge into anime. You guys talked about it for like 2 seconds.
We talked a little bit inside the theater as well.
Okay. Instead of doing just a section in a week late for anime, we want to do a separate podcast. And then DJ Siren, the one that gave us all the mixes to put on the website, which I haven't done yet, he's the other one that he's actually already been doing research. I gave him access to my Netflix account, and he's been watching 13 Assassins, like all this stuff to get us like sort of caught up.
Right.
I can tell they're doing a lot of research, in quotes, because... that's what I call it, too. You know...
I call it entertaining myself.
Yeah, but it's great, though.
It's learning at the same time.
So, if anybody out there... we still are looking for a name. I think I have a good idea of what I want to call it. I don't want to release it just yet.
Tentacle Rape?
But it... No.
Damn it.
We might have a section inside of it.
Tentacle Rape section?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hentai.
Right. Rape of mine.
That's a really good idea. Like, have a hentai section inside that podcast.
You said I watched that stuff? Because that would be weird if I would sit on the air that I watched that.
I
don't.
I know what you watch because you have my Hulu account, so...
Oh.
There's that.
Well, I don't use Hulu. My... Oh!
So
somebody on my... I'm going to go ahead and call this out. Somebody on my Netflix account... which I believe there's four or five different people. Somebody watched a movie called The Sex Machine.
Okay.
Don't know who it is, but of course I get blamed.
Okay.
And I will say that I did not watch it.
I'm not on your Netflix account.
So I'm no. I
okay.
I'm kind of wondering who the hell it was.
Me?
I'm kind of wondering like who the hell it was.
You know, on your Netflix account, you can go and view the devices that have permission to your account, and from there you can probably figure it out.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What if I was drunk and it was me?
Then you yourself have yourself to blame for your you doing
for my you myself
doing that.
Is there a way to clear the Netflix recently watched queue?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That would be exceptional.
That's a good question.
Because my family also uses the Netflix account, and there's stuff I don't
worry
watch.
About that. I often worry about that because this is true for me too.
There's stuff I don't watch because of the title of it. They will understand. Why are you watching this,
and then I have to explain
this anime with a cartoon boob on the front of it?
Right.
I'm like, Mom, that's not what it's about.
For example, Siren watched the 420 Comedy Hour the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to explain that to my sweet old mother, why there's a bunch of pot humor on my Netflix account. So that's awesome. Yeah, but this is what I have to say to Mom. You don't pay for the Netflix, do you? No, you don't.
That's a burn.
Hope I can still eat when I get home.
You won't ever eat again.
That's great.
So you chew on this bar of soap. Let's go and chew on it.
Anyway, so music?
I do want to dabble into a show I've been watching.
Oh, okay.
Called, which you recommended to me.
Oh.
Sorry, Universe.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Getting pretty deep, getting better.
What episode?
A lot better. I believe I'm on episode 11.
Of the first season?
Yes.
Oof.
It's getting pretty...
You're pretty intense. You're about to get to the,
it's getting
to the
pretty
season
intense.
Finale. It's going to be really good.
And not to mention the... No, I don't know if I'm going to... I'm either 9, 10, or 11, like somewhere around that range.
Which is a reference also to the Doctor from Stargate Universe plays Rumpelstiltskin in Once Upon a Time.
Okay. The President's Daughter, super hot.
Yes.
Mm. No, wait, not the president.
Not the president.
Congressman.
Yes. I know what you meant.
Yeah,
I know what you meant.
Super hot. A little bit upset because the one kid likes her, but she's banging the much, much hotter guy.
She...
With a gun.
Becomes an integral part of the whole...
So right now she's kind of useless.
She becomes a main
so
part...
So she puts out.
I want to ask you a question about SGU, but I don't want to spoil it.
To make sure I'm not at a point which I have not
seen. Right.
To give you an idea where I am.
Alien rape?
There are no aliens.
I've said too much.
The only aliens that I have seen are the grains of sand things, which steal the water. They're like microscopic organisms, which...
Oh, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, but they're gone now.
Yeah.
So, that was cool. Came and went.
She will become a major part of the show. She becomes the whole reason the show exists, pretty much.
I'm still having a hard time figuring out the Doctor.
You will have...
I don't know what... Like, he's good, then he's bad, then he's good, and, like, what? Like who the hell is he? Why is he on the...
You know, I hope...
Which is cool.
No, I hope
I don't want to figure it out yet.
I know. I hope that people who are listening to this are on your side of... Because you also watch Stargate...
SG-1?
SG-1 and the one underwater.
Atlantis. I've watched them both twice through, almost.
Jesus.
Well...
I hope that people that are the fans of the podcast are more on your side because I've only watched one Stargate series, and that's SGU. Don't know why. It just appealed to me. And you didn't have to watch any of the other ones to enjoy this one.
No, definitely not.
I'm sure that you get a lot of insight to stuff that I didn't understand because you've seen the others. But
they went a whole different direction with the whole Stargate concept.
It's amazing where they went with it, with SGU.
I know Richard Dean Anderson's in it a lot.
Yes, he is. I told you.
But seeing him in that scenario, because he's my favorite character in that whole universe, in the whole Stargate universe, he's the best.
They've introduced the stones already.
The communication
yes.
stones?
Yes. What do you think about that? Because I don't know how those fall into any other.
Yeah, all these devices that they're using SG-1 found, pretty much.
Yeah, it's based on that technology, but have they ever used those communication stones before?
And they have.
They have, okay.
They have.
I didn't know that.
They have used them.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
There was whole episodes in Stargate SG-1 about those stones.
Really?
They found the stones. They didn't know what the stones did. Then they dug them back up again.
That's awesome. So they still have all this lore from the universe.
Yeah.
Hence the name. That brings it all together. And when they travel, when they find random, you know why the ship comes in and out of FTL already?
Yeah, I figured it out, like...
It's great.
Like, immediately.
It's great.
When you've watched over 300 episodes of Stargate stuff, like I have, you figure out
that
shit
makes
quickly.
That makes you a pro on this, by the way.
Yeah, like, I
There's
figured
a book
the
out
quickly.
There that mentions if you... And I'm sure it hasn't been over 10,000 hours of anything, because 10,000 hours of anything is a lot.
Yeah.
But there's a book that says maybe it's 1,000 hours. If you do something for 1,000 hours, you're considered a pro at it. And there's a book that talks about this principle, and we could technically be movie pros.
Well, 300 episodes times 1 hour, that would be what?
300 right there.
No, 300 times an hour. That'd be 3,000 hours.
Wait, what?
No, wait, no, sorry. 300 hours. Yeah, you're right. So we are not experts. I am not
especially
an expert.
At math.
Excellent math. I was carrying the six. I don't know why.
But mixing in with all the other TV watching, that's just for that one series.
Yeah, 300 hours alone.
You've done that for other series as well. So if you couple all of your TV watching / movie watching, we've done well over 1,000 hours of that.
Actually,
I've seen 1,000 hours of TV and 1,000 hours of movies easily. Easily.
Oh, easily. So, I've seen SG-1 and Atlantis through twice. That's 300-something episodes. So that's 600-something episodes.
Oh, I see what you're saying, so you were doubling it.
So I'm basically...
You were right.
Almost at 1,000, because my time on the Stargate Wiki.
There you go.
I probably got like 100 hours, and it's kind of pathetic. I was alone for a couple of years. So... And then Battlestar Galactic, I've seen 4 or 5 times through.
I need to start watching that. It's both on Netflix.
So you need
and
to watch.
Hulu. It's on Hulu,
need to
Hulu
watch
and Netflix.
Do
so.
Netflix because there's no commercials.
Our good friend, again, good friend of the podcast, Brina, she's doing due diligence. She started reading the compendium of Walking Dead.
Really?
All 7 books. I witnessed her reading it the other day. I thought there was something wrong with her. I was going to ask her what was wrong.
You're like, why are you reading? Like, why?
No, I didn't know. She was like slumped over her desk, and I'm like, what's wrong with her? And then I looked at her from a different angle, and she was headfirst into at least the second or third book in Walking Dead.
Wow.
She's already, I think she's already caught up on the second season, or the third season started already, no?
No, we're still in the second season.
Okay.
We're at the halfway midpoint.
Before the third season starts, I promised you and her that I would start watching, and I'm getting ready to do that. More TV I've been watching, Bob's Burgers. Have you been watching this? It is such a funny-ass show. That's all I have to say. Moving on. All
right, good.
Still watching Family Guy, still watching Simpsons. There was, God, all over the
Family Guy's getting good again.
Family Guy has always been good,
I think.
This
dude is like, I don't even know how he does it. I mean, he has American Dad, the Cleveland Show, which sucks. He has...
I don't watch Cleveland Show either.
Cleveland Show's not bad, but it's not Family Guy.
It's not enough, you know, and I'll say it. Just like Battleship pandered to... Oh, one of the things that also gave Battlefield. I want to keep doing that. Battleship, an extra point, was they have these veterans on the ship at the beginning, and they're, like, all in oxygen tanks, and then at the end...
There's not one in oxygen tanks.
There was. I swear to God. You go back to the beginning of the movie, and there's a dude in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank. I shit you not.
He was not picked for the final draft.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't. But I was like, wouldn't it be funny if these old dudes end up saving the day? And they did, and that's why I got a point.
They did save the day.
So anyway,
they were real Navy veterans.
They were real ones. They were actually...
You could tell by the hats they had that said Navy veteran. That's how I knew for sure that they were in fact.
Oh, man.
Better than Navy
with
those ugly-ass hats. Oh, my God, they were ugly. Oh,
no, because it said Navy veteran on it.
From World War I, I believe one of them was from. He was rough.
Oh, he was super old. So,
you want to hang with the big boys? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude.
They do. Yeah, but this old man has big white balls that I can get.
Slap me in the face with those balls.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Face joke again.
Ella. That's what I was waiting for. It's like, please, this is a cutting. She just pulls out an umbrella. Like,
get him an umbrella.
Ella. I really hope she was not in the soundtrack.
I really hope she was.
Aliens, and then Liam Neeson. No.
He should have been in the movie more.
He should have.
But let's not go back on
that. I wanted him to put on the alien suit and be like, like just start, you know, like fighting them in their own.
He's a big dude too.
He's kind of big.
He's at least a foot taller than Taylor.
I don't want to go back to that. There was a guy that was in this movie, the redhead, that was also in Friday Night Lights with Taylor Kitsch. And I believe you said, watch Friday Night Lights.
Not what I said.
Go watch the movie.
I've seen the movie.
Kind of lame.
I've not seen the show.
Go watch the TV show. 10 times better than the movie will ever be. Amazing. Taylor Kitsch is in it. And the guy, the white kid that always was like Rihanna's little sidekick. The one that was...
The driver of the boat?
No.
Do you call him a driver? Or do you?
No.
The guy who drives the boat, like, what are they called?
The boat driver. The
pilot? That's
captain.
What they're called. No, the captain. Captain the ship. Like, who, like, drives the boat?
An ensign.
Like, the guy steering. Who is that? Like what is that
the
called?
The steer guy. The guy, the steering.
If you know what the guy who drives the boat is called.
You go ahead and email us at fans.weeklate@gmail.com. Wait a segment.
No, thank you.
Segue.
Steering? There's a lot of Steven.
I didn't say anything either. Nobody ever made a Steven joke.
I did.
You did.
Dude, like, they were all staggered at the end of the movie, like, wearing this white uniform. So I was like, that's a lot of semen.
It was funny.
They were everywhere.
It was pretty funny.
Someone got
I don't know where I wanted to go with it. We were talking about a possible new anime podcast.
Yeah.
That's going to be featured. Did you know that the Airbenders are back? The Legend of Korra is being aired on Nickelodeon as we speak. The Legend of Korra follows Aang's sister, the waterbender?
She
gets her own show.
I have not seen that show.
Really?
I have not seen the Airbender.
Dude, if we're going to talk anime, and now the weird thing about
anime.
I know it's American anime, so we have to have our own section for that as well.
See, to me, that would be a cartoon.
I know, but it really is American anime. It's American artists.
It's their attempt.
Giving their nod to Japanese art, but Americanizing it.
I'll give it a shot. The reason I like anime so much is because it's more adult.
The Last Airbender, the movie?
There's swearing, gore, you know, all that stuff.
Have you seen the movie?
I have. It was a terrible movie.
I don't think...
Horrible movie.
I think it's funny because I think that you'll like the animated series having watched the movie first. When you go back and watch the animated series, that movie is frame by frame what the first book was. Now
the anger that was, like, having not seen the series, went right into the movie, the anger that I felt from the people inside the movie theater about how crappy it was mind-blowing, which apparently they pronounced his name wrong.
Yeah.
And... they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Like, his powers weren't the same.
Funny. If you Google that movie...
A lot of people were mad.
The casting is way off. In the show, the airbenders are all, like, Arctic people. They're all, like, you know, brown skin tone. What do they call them? Nanooks.
Eskimos,
if you will. Thank you.
Which he could bend all the elements, I guess?
Not that way in the movie. All the good people are white. And all the bad people were Middle Eastern. And the director of that movie is M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. He himself is from the Middle East. Why is he...
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong?
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. I just don't understand. Why would you make your own people look bad in this movie when the people in this movie are all of, like, brown color, like, olive skin?
There was so much dumb shit that I seen in that movie. I'm like... The firebenders need, like, candles. Like, why do they just fucking blow out the candles and they can't bend fire no more? Like, come on.
It's like Pyro in X-Men. He needs at least a little bit of the element to be around in order to bend it.
Yeah, but they're all waterbenders. Fucking put it out.
Right.
And they can't bend fire anymore.
Right. Well, that's the whole point.
Like, they had torches lit, like, all over the place. Just, okay.
Right, right.
You got to fuck.
Yeah, there were, and
the earthbender getting stuck in the mountain.
They were all on mountains
with candles still.
Yeah,
which they couldn't blow. They couldn't drop a little bit of sand on the candle. It's just a little pinch of sand.
So that being said,
I want to flip the entire theater over.
Music.
Let's keep looking. music would have to be. I've been playing a lot of. Lil Wayne, actually.
Really?
Or Lil Wayne, if you will.
Lil Wayne.
I don't know why.
Since I met you, though.
I'm a fan of him, but I don't know why. Because, I mean, like, he
moods.
Has no talent, but...
We get in our moods.
A lot of dubstep, a lot of DJ Tiesto.
Wow, really?
A lot of Deadmau5. Bringing them back.
Did you get to listen to the episode I posted while I was in your absence? The Hulu Regeneration is playing on Hulu for free.
You mean the Resident Evil?
No, Regeneration, the documentary that follows Skrillex, Doors.
Oh, okay. I've seen the link posted. I was getting confused with G-Generation, I believe, which is the Resident Evil flick.
Oh, yes, it is.
Which is all on Netflix, I think.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
So, which I have seen.
Go check that out. That's the music that I've been checking out. I've been doing a little bit of research on the people that were featured in that movie. I'm not going to say too much about it. It was a Hulu and Regeneration review in one episode. None of it was scripted. I took some notes, and it was like an hour and a half episode. I had so much to talk about during that movie. It was great. I loved it.
Cool.
So go check that out. What else? We got TV, movies. We did a little bit of anime. Trailers, music,
games, TV shows.
Keep going to FenEntertainment.com. We have our very own Solo 350 has a new music video out. It's on the website. Go to FenEntertainment.com for that. It's the second entry down. The newest one, actually, no, that is the newest one. And then Bond's Gautier remix for the dubstep.
Which is good.
Then we're going to have... Solo 350's second newest video, Memorial Day, tomorrow. So check that out.
In a few hours from now.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I think it was fitting that we went to go see a Navy movie for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we're just supporting the Naval Marines.
The guys that do stuff on the water.
Yeah, they drive boats and shit.
What's up? You want to wrap it up? You got anything to add?
I got nothing.
All right.
Go and drink some brewskis.
Yeah. Everybody, be safe on this Memorial Day weekend.
Don't be stupid.
Enjoy your friends and family. Do not drink and drive.
If you do coke, do it with your family. So
make sure someone's around to babysit. Make sure it doesn't get cut with anything lethal besides
use
the cocaine.
Clean mirror. Well, there's some debate.
Disinfect.
Disinfect the mirror. Use a clean razor blade.
Not share needles.
Preferably the one that your daughter does not cut herself with.
Correct. Because we know she's a dirty whore.
Right. There's a lot of emo facts there today.
Make sure that, you don't reuse the same condom more than twice.
Absolutely. And make sure it's not one that your son used while jerking himself off while using...
No dirty
was
socks.
That asphyxiation?
I don't know what that was. What are we talking about?
The Model American Family of 2012.
This has gone way off.
Wow.
We went from
so
the morning.
We better end that before we get shot by the FBI.
That's going to get cut out.
Dude, we don't have any funding anymore.
All right, guys. Hit us up. fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. I am at analysis489 on Twitter. He is at...
I am at your mom.
Jason Cryptic.
I am at Jason Cryptic.
K-R...
I-P-T-Y-K.
Hit us up at a week late at Fen Promos. Facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast.
A week latte.
We might have a coffee podcast.
Oh, I love
a week
coffee.
Latte.
I love coffee.
I just messed up latte.
Latte?
Yeah, we're going to come out with a coffee review show called A Week Latte. That'd be funny.
We're going to
do one episode and just stop it.
Just review the same coffee every time.
we have
today's Folgers. Today's also Folgers. Took the same as yesterday.
This is Folgers Mountain Blend. This is Folgers Vanilla Blend. Next week we'll have Folgers Original Blend.
They all taste
the
same.
The end. Shortest podcast yeah. ever. So we call
it. Oh, I just vomited.
To subscribe. What else? Oh, we are on Google Plus for anyone that gives a shit.
How is the Google Plus doing nowadays?
It's really hard to share just the page that your profile's on. It's like kind of private, so if you're not a part of Google Plus, if I just give you the link, you can't just go see it.
Which is kind of stupid.
So it's kind of hard because they have this link where it says, you know, share your Google Plus page with Google, Google Plus, and more. And then when you click it, it's just Google and Google Plus. There's nowhere else you can share it. Mm-hmm. Like, it says share with Facebook, but it goes to share it, but you can't pinpoint what the URL is. It's very strange.
Okay.
So
there's no, like, integration yet between...
It's very weird.
...social media networks.
Because it seems like you have to already have a huge following in order to be a presence on Google Plus already, and that sort of...
It's like they're trying to pigeonhole people into just staying on their one network.
Well, that's what anybody's trying to
do. Well, Facebook shares with everything.
Yeah, but you can't see somebody's URL on Facebook if you're not a part of Facebook. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, hit us up on Facebook and Google Plus.
Yeah.
And,
want it, like it.
Yeah, do all that stuff. We'll catch you guys. Oh, shit. I was supposed to go into the, we'll see you a week ago.
Are you still using that?
Yeah.
We gotta have like a meeting about that.
Well, come up with something better and.
I have a meeting right now.
And we'll figure it out. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Episode 31.
31.
We're out.
Peace. I'm a fucking awesome echo. You know that?
I'm a fucking awesome echo. You know that?